Because, I don't know if you know the research, but when you write something down, especially your goals, you are 40% more likely to actually accomplish them. Because now you're taking what's in your mind and you're making it more tangible. You're putting it down on paper. Paper for you, that's typing it out. Okay, so if you're the person that's like, I put it on words that way, that is fine. But I want to give this to you today as I give you some information. So that way you can use it to write down things that you think of, or as we're talking, if you're like, hey, this is a goal of mine, let me write it down. Or if this is a dream of mine, write it down. Yeah, I encourage you to do that. Okay, well, I'm going to give you an outline today of why we need to take it outside our minds. I mean, we should have time to evaluate some things at the end, but ultimately, this is another opportunity to get better, to grow a little bit and develop ourselves to accomplish the dreams and goals that we have. Okay. Now, anybody know who this guy is right here?
Harry Potter.
Okay.
I say Harry Potter.
No,
you're probably wrong.
This guy from the Beatles. Okay. Now, I'm not one who listens to the Beatles. I don't. Okay. I could tell you they play the song Hey Jude and
Yellow Submarine.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's about it, to be honest with you. I do not listen to the Beatles, as you can probably tell.
I can't remember what it was.
Okay.
I wanted to say the John Lennon poem.
Yes.
Okay.
They have a famous song where one of the lines in the song is, "You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one." Yeah. So what they're referring to is, hey, yeah, I were a dreamer as an individual. I'm a dreamer, but hey, we live in a world where everyone's dreaming about something they want to accomplish. Every single one of you, yeah.
Just an FYI.
Every single one of you in this room has some dreams and desires. You really do. You might not know them 100% yet. You might not have uncovered everything in the onion, okay, all the layers of the onion, but you have those dreams. Everyone is a dreamer, okay? But the problem is, if we all stay just dreamers in La La Land and Dreamland, nothing can maybe ever get done. Okay, so how do we take dreams and how do we relate those dreams to goals? And so that's what I want to touch on today for you in a brief segment. I got some videos I want to show you because I think it's also powerful to see what do dreams becoming a reality look like. What does that feel? If you can get a sense of what that looks like, well, now guess what? You might be more apt to actually accomplish them yourselves. So dreams versus goals. Okay, this isn't a contest. This isn't a matchup for the ages, but dreams. How do they relate to each other? Because as we're trying to accomplish these goals and set goals for ourselves in the upcoming months and years, we got to weigh these things out. So dreams versus goals, we start with saying a dream is just a dream. A goal is a dream with a plan. A dream is a dream. Okay, a dream is something we have in our head. We think about maybe when we're sleeping. We think about when we're in the middle of class and we want to ignore what's going on. Or, you know, we're in church and the pastor's talking forever, so we just start daydreaming. Or we're just listening to that one person in our life talk to us and we're like, I'm thinking about something else right now. Okay, a dream is a dream. But a goal, that's a dream, but it has a plan. There's structure behind it. There's some things and strategies that you have to make it happen, to accomplish it. It also has a deadline. A dream doesn't have a deadline when you kind of think about it, per se. A dream can stay in our head and we can keep thinking about it over and over and over and over again, but it has no finite deadline. Goals, as we talked about yesterday with SMART goals, they have some sort of time-based deadline. I want to accomplish this by this date or by the end of this year. Okay, there's some finite time to it. Dreams are this. Dreams are a cherished aspiration, an ambition or ideal, okay? There's something that we aspire to be, okay? When you think about a dream that you have, you aspire to be something, whether that's to be, I aspire to be a professional soccer player, I aspire to be a business owner, I aspire to create a video game. That's an aspiration, certainly. A goal, on the other hand, is the object of a person's sole ambition. Of their whole effort. Everything they have is directed toward that goal. Okay? We aspire to it, we cherish it, we hold on to it, and it's nice. Okay? It's like a nice little gift we receive from somebody. But a goal, that's the object of our effort. That, like, think of tunnel vision, that's like everything we're focused on. Okay? A dream, that, I hate to use the word unrealistic, but what I'm trying to get after here is an unrealistic or self-deluding fantasy. A dream can be a dream. That's a dream that takes us to places we can't go, okay? meaning that we dream so high and so far that, okay, are we in reality? Are we dreaming of things that are, you know, 2019, or are we in 2019? Okay, so don't mistake that. I hated using that word unrealistic, but what I'm trying to say is be careful with our dreams, that we aren't just going crazy with them without actually saying, okay, what do I got to do to accomplish them? Because we can build up dreams on dreams on dreams on dreams without any work being done to accomplish anything, okay, and it gets nothing done. Goals, that's the destination of our journey. You see a mountain, that's the goal we want to accomplish. We want to get to the peak, the summit, okay? This is when people climb, you know, mountains and Mount Everest. If you ever have a chance, I've started. I haven't finished watching the Free Solo documentary about the guy who climbs without any harnesses, without any ropes, up one of the tallest cliffs. It's extremely dangerous. And so we see that in front of us, we see that goal, that's the process, okay, of getting up that mountain to the peak. Now, when we compare it, I'll give you these, okay? A dream, that doesn't produce tangible results. Never happened. Like right now, a dream of something you really want. Like what's something you really want right now? Are you hungry for anything right now? Who's hungry for something? Luis, you hungry for something? What are you hungry for? So if we dream, all dream really hard right now is Cristiano Ronaldo gonna walk through that door.
I wish. That would be nice.
It's possible, but
I mean there's probably a small percentage, because maybe he's just like, I want to visit Plymouth, Indiana today. But it more likely is not gonna happen. Okay? So we can dream all we want, but it's not always gonna produce tangible results. I can dream of, you know, eating, you know, a certain food. I can eat a nice juicy cheeseburger, but it's not going to magically appear. Okay, so it doesn't produce tangible results. Goals, on the other hand, goals, those do, and you can accomplish things.
Exactly.
So the dream would be like wanting to fly, and then
if the dream is not like,
well, think about it, like,
no, no, I get what you're saying.
Your dream isn't like you're wanting to fly, but then
that's the closest thing you can do. To, yeah, so that would help you accomplish a dream in a way. Yeah. Dreams, they are provide imagination and inspiration. The good thing about dreams is they inspire us. They make us think maybe outside the box than we normally would in reality. If we use that right, it'll help us. But it is sometimes outside of reality. Goals, on the other hand, they affect change. Okay, they put things into motion. They set some standards. They get things going. All right, dreams are free. Dreams don't cost a thing. You can dream as long as you want, as much as you want. Okay, goals, they cost you time. They cost you sometimes some money. They cost you some energy. They cost you some resources. There's some effort that has to be put into goals. Okay, dreams are float around forever. Dreams can stay in your head and they can be fine there. They don't have to go anywhere. Okay, but goals, they have to produce results. So they have to get out of our head and onto the actual paper, onto the actual working field, whatever it might be. Dreams have no guidelines, because let's think about it. When you're in dreamland, there's no restrictions. You can do whatever you want, pretty much. Anything you can think of is real. But goals, they have a focus. They do have things and they have some structure to them. Okay, they're not just freelancing. Okay, but by themselves. Dreams require zero effort, because it takes zero effort to just zone off right now and dream. It does take effort to put into your goals and accomplish those goals. Dreams develop your imagination. Goals develop you as an individual. Okay, goals are going to help shape who you want to be today, tomorrow, and in the future. And that's the moral, maybe, of the story too. Maybe it's not the rat that really was the guiding force behind this guy's cooking dream. Maybe the guy could cook all along; he just needed that inspiration. Wow. But the goal of this is Ratatouille had a dream. He wanted to be a cook. Clearly, everything was set against him. Right? Rats aren't supposed to cook.
They're disgusting.
Okay?
Disgusting.
In real life, so rats aren't supposed to cook. But he had a dream that said, I want to find a way to cook it, even though the odds are stacked against me. I mean, and those odds are incredibly high, okay? And so when you think, hey, I don't know if I can accomplish my dreams, Ratatouille in a movie, just became a chef, okay, at a Paris restaurant. But he worked at it. He didn't just say, I have this dream and I'm going to sit back and dream about it. He actually found his way into some kitchen somehow and coerced this cook and chef to buddy up with him so they could do the cooking. Okay? He put action to accomplish his dreams. He did. He question his methods, question his accent, but he put in the effort to get into those dreams and make it happen. That's what you got to do. I mean, if you have a dream like Ratatouille, you got to make it happen. So here's my analogy. You ever watch a house being built? You ever watch a building being built? It's kind of interesting. The last while we've had those apartments being built a little bit. There's a process that goes along with it. Okay. Right now, your dreams are this blueprint. Okay. You have a plan for them now. You have a lot of people telling you this is what you got to be focusing on. You got to get ready for graduation. You got to get ready for what you're doing next year. You got to get ready for what you're doing in 3 years, 5 years. You got to figure out what you're doing now. There's a lot of people telling you what you got to do and plan for right now. And I know it's happening, and I know it's tough. Okay. But right now, you can establish the blueprint. Okay, where do you want things to go? What do you want your next year to look like? What do you want after graduation to look like? What do you want the extra things in your life to be? The extra rooms, the extra little gadgets in the house. You have to have a blueprint for it. Now, the great thing about a blueprint is it's on paper, and while builders may not like it, our blueprints can be in pencil where we can erase and reorganize and move things around. We can do that. Okay, because you're trying to build up your dream.
Can they not, like, so when they get a blueprint, are they allowed to erase it and just review something and take it?
Well, a real blueprint is not going to be necessarily made out of pencil. I mean, they're going to have something that's structured, that's designed.
Once it's already made, everything finalized.
Well, so they work to finalize, and it takes time. Like, they don't just say, all right, let's take 10 minutes, put together a blueprint. All right, good to go, let's go build this house. Like, it takes lots of time to create a blueprint because everything has to be drawn to scale. You got to say, all right, this is how big our bedroom is going to be. This is how big the hallways are going to be. This is how big the doors are going to be. And you have to draw it exactly to scale, because if it's off, your building materials are going to be off. You're not going to make it right. And so for your dreams, if you put together a blueprint that is just kind of putting things down without any consideration of how it fits or the size of it or what's needed for it, it's going to be hard to make it happen. So this is your blueprint. This is your dreams. You're putting together things that you want to accomplish. Now, our goals are the next step, and that's when we start establishing that firm foundation, okay? We are building. We're scaffolding. We're on the job site. We're on the job site. We're laying the concrete foundation. We're putting up walls. We're building door frames. We're putting in plumbing. We're putting in the pipes underneath the house that get you the heat, gas. We're putting in electrical work. We're doing all those things that are part of your goals, that are many, many goals for yourself, that are all adding up to build a house based on the blueprint you created. Okay, it takes time too. You ever see a house being built in a day? I haven't.
Nope.
I haven't. If you do see it, oh wow. Okay. So you're not going to see it built in a day. Same thing with your dreams here. These goals are not going to be a day thing. Like, I'm going to accomplish my dream today. It's going to take time, and it's going to be a process. It's okay if you embrace that process. But you have to have the blueprint, and you have to keep working. You can't just stop halfway through building a house, because then you've wasted, you put all this time and effort and money and resources to build half a house or to build one room in the house. You want to build an entire house. You want to build a house that's functioning, that has electrical work, that has plumbing. That would be terrible if you built a house and you didn't put plumbing into it, because you just gave up. Okay, that would not be good. Lacking in some things, okay? So you got to build the house. That's your goals. That's your goals. And you have to accomplish those goals. So maybe a goal for our building house is, okay, we get the electrical work in. We get the frames up. Then we build the roof up. It's piece by piece, one by one. They don't just all go in together at the same time. It's a process. The electrician isn't called into the job site until the electrical work is ready to be done. The guys who do the roof aren't getting called in until the roof is ready to be put on the house. There's a process. There's goals that are being accomplished. Because at the end of the day, obviously, what we want to have happen is this great dream house, this mansion you've built, this dream becoming a reality for you. And it won't happen in a day. This doesn't just happen for you. It's not just going to be given to you.
Kind of looks like a combination between the Disney mansion and
Great Gatsby, yeah. Just the stairwell. That's pretty stupid. But this is the dream, right?
Except that his balcony is right where that window is.
Yeah.
This is the dream. I don't know whose this house is. This is just a generic picture of a mansion. But this is your dream, right? might not be a house, it might not be a car, but a dream is a huge thing, no matter what your dream is. Everybody's dream is on a high standard. Your dream might be to run for president. Your dream might be to own your own local business. That's still a high dream. That's still a mansion to each person. But the only way it's going to happen is by setting the blueprint and setting a foundation with goals and building up to it. To then you have this. And then you can look back on it and say, look what I was able to build. Look what I worked for. Look what I put in the time and the years and the tears in. But it's happened. I got it now.
Have you seen that mansion?
When I get that house, I'll invite you guys over.
Yeah. Just whoever asks, like,
already know the mansion.
I love this right here. Arnold Schwarzenegger, The Terminator. All right?
Don't do it.
Do it.
Okay? I love this quote. You can't climb the ladder of success with your hands in your pocket.
Watch me.
Now let me read it.
Yeah, watch
it. It's impossible. It's impossible. It really is. Because when you get on a ladder, you're going to be wobbling. You need that security of having your hands out to help you do the work. You wouldn't want to just sit there and try to go up a ladder, a couple stories by having no hands. And you'd be like, no. Even soccer players would want to use their hands, okay? So,
unless it's a goalkeeper.
Well, it's also what you're doing when you put your hands in your pockets while trying to climb that ladder is you're essentially almost doing this too. Like, hey, put it in my hands. Give me what I need. I don't want to do it, so give it to me so I don't have to climb the ladder. If you want to climb the ladder, step by step, you got to be out using your hands. You got to be action-oriented into it. Okay? So what you're going to do to climb this ladder, a couple things. You're going to get it out of your head. Maybe, again, that's writing it down. Maybe it's typing it out. Maybe it's drawing it. Maybe it's putting together an illustration. Friday, we're going to put together a dream board, okay? But getting it out of your head. Getting it out of your head, not out of your nose. Out of your head, okay, is going to be key for you. Because we can keep dreams in our head for a long time. We really can. But you got to find a way to get it outside and make it real. Then you got to give it a name. If you give your dream a name, you give it some words, some descriptions, now you know what you're trying to go for, right? If you don't know what you're trying to accomplish, if it doesn't have a name, and if it doesn't have some sort of description, you have no chance of getting to it because you're kind of just walking in a blind room looking for something you don't know that's there. Okay, you need to give it a name. Third, you got to break it down. Just like a ladder has various steps, you got to break your dream down into various steps. You got to say, okay, this is what I'm going to accomplish first, and I'm going to go here, then this one, then this step, then this step. Okay, don't try to take it all on at once. Break it down into smaller steps. Fourth, prepare to make sacrifices. And let me stop and pause real quick on this one. You have to be willing to make sacrifices. Not too many people are. Not too many people are. A lot of people talk the dream, but it's very, very, very hard. And I'm not saying it is easy, because it isn't. But it's very hard, but you have to be able to make sacrifices. And you know what? I'm going to spend some extra time while everyone else is going off partying. I'm going to spend some time doing some work on my dreams while everyone else is having fun. Okay? I got to sacrifice maybe some money. Instead of buying that new latest shoe, I got to save the money and spend it on this learning system so I can grow and develop my skills. Right? I got to put it towards school. Okay? You have to be willing to sacrifice a little bit. And what that is for you, I don't know. All right, but you've got to be willing to sacrifice. You have to. All right. Fifth, be aggressive. Take action. Seriously, be aggressive. Okay, don't be passive by taking action. Go at it. But you have to take action. You have to start climbing the ladder. Well, you can't just stand at the bottom of the ladder and expect yourself to go to the top. Okay, it's not an elevator. Okay, you ever see the people like on an escalator and they like it's not working, or they think it's an escalator and it's actually stairs, and they kind of just stand there. It's not moving. Like, that's what we can do a lot with our dreams. We gotta get moving, we gotta take action. Six, you gotta know your weaknesses. You gotta know your weaknesses. It doesn't mean you have to hone in on those things 24/7. Because I do think we sometimes focus in on our weaknesses too much, and that doesn't allow us to use our strengths. You all have great strengths. Those are what you need to use to accomplish your dreams. Those are what make you uniquely talented, okay? So use your strengths. We often look at our weaknesses and say we got to spend all our time making our weaknesses better. But if we're trying to make our weaknesses better all the time, guess what? Our strengths are just staying status quo. So we got to work on our strengths as well. Don't close yourself off. Don't close yourself off from help. To build a house, you need the electrician, you need the plumber, you need the people who are going to put on the roof, You need the person who's going to survey things. You need the person who knows how to landscape. You got all these little jobs that people need to do in order to build that house. So don't close yourself off from calling in the electrician to help you accomplish those dreams. You can't do it by yourself. So you need to have those people that are able to help you or give you ideas or feed you information to get you where you're going. Again, it's not going around saying, help me with a handout, but it's as you're moving forward, you bring people along with you, okay? Ignore the haters. It's very easy to have people who tell you, you don't need to be doing this. You're in high school, don't worry about accomplishing your dreams. That's something you can do later. You're gonna get that, okay? But you need to put in the work and put in the effort and keep moving forward. Okay, you're at a point in your life where you can go accomplish a dream. Don't listen to someone who's hating on your stuff, all right? Ninth, don't do it alone. That's kind of in relation. Don't close yourself off. No one can do it by themselves. Okay, no one can. So bring in other people, help you, make connections. That's going to help you. And then finally, failure isn't the end. For a lot of people, as soon as they fail, they're... Failure is something that you can use, growth mindset, to propel you to move forward again. If you want to turn those dreams into a reality, you are going to fail a number of times. You're going to be behind the scenes a number of times. You're going to run into a brick wall a number of times. Okay? But it's how you respond. Do you keep moving forward? Failure is not the end of your dreams. Just one failure is not the end. Otherwise, imagine all the stuff we wouldn't have today if the people who failed once gave up. If Thomas Edison gave up once on the light bulb after he failed, we might not have light. Seriously. So don't give up even after a failure. Okay? I got four barriers here that I want to give you, okay? And I want you to, if you have any small dreams, okay? There's a few of them. One, might be the biggest one, is fear. Fear kills more dreams than just about everything. So why is it, though? Why do we fear so much? Why do we have the fear of failure? Do we have the fear of looking bad in front of others? Why is that fear there? And only you can answer that question. Tomorrow we are going to talk about fear setting. Not just goal setting, but fear setting. How do we establish our fears? And fear kills those dreams. Fear can't. They can hold you back from doing the things you need to do to accomplish them. Okay, the second thing is our priorities change. It's hard to accomplish dreams when you're going, aren't sure where you want to go, what you want to do. When your goals and your dreams change every other week, it's hard to really accomplish anything when you're doing that. Okay? I'm not saying you got to stick with something forever once you decide on it. I'm not saying you got to put together a 90-day plan, but you got to give it some time and at least work to see if this is going to happen for you. But if your priorities and things that you want to accomplish are constantly changing, you're always going to be in limbo. It's going to be hard to make progress towards your dreams. Third, you got to believe in your circumstances. Belief is powerful. If you don't believe you can do it, you won't. You won't get those dreams. So believe in your circumstances. Believe that everything that has led up to who you are now is done for a reason. Believe you will be able to do it no matter what the circumstances are for you. Sometimes belief in their circumstance also goes to, you know what, I just don't have it growing up. I didn't have the proper education. I didn't have enough money growing up. You know, my parents moved around a lot. I divorced parents. You can name all the situations, all the circumstances that people could use and say, this is a barrier for my success in accomplishing my dreams. If you let that take over yourself, then you're never going to accomplish a dream. Just because something happened in your past or you are in a certain circumstance doesn't mean you can't accomplish your dreams. It really doesn't. Okay. And the fourth, bad influences. You might be thinking right off the bat, okay, that means alcohol, drugs. Yes and no. Bad influences primarily, I think, include human beings. The people you're around can influence you making you go the other way, being bad influences, saying, hey, you don't need to do that tonight, come out with us. You don't need to work hard on your dreams, come out with us, do this with us. Or they take away your energy and time and resources from where they should be going towards.
I had a fourth grade teacher that told me I never succeeded at anything.
If you would have believed in that, now you would have stopped right there. You can't believe in that. And if we have those bad influencers, and there will be people like that fourth grade teacher who maybe tell you, hey, you can't accomplish this. Again, you have to know who those people are. Ignore the haters.
Yeah.
You can still control those dreams. I still want you to take a hold of those dreams. So these are four kind of barriers I think that help, that inhibit people from reaching their dreams. Maybe one of these is bigger for you than others. okay? I think we all have a little bit of fear and anxiety when it comes to accomplishing our dreams. But understand that if we let these four, and there might be others, affect our dreams and accomplishing those things, we're going to miss out on a whole lot of stuff.
My name is Jacob Curley. I'm from Daphne, Alabama, and I'm a senior. The music has always been a big part of my life. Even as a young child, it helped me get through some of the tough times in my life. My parents weren't what you would call model parents, whether it be because they were in jail or because they were doing drugs. It got so bad that at the age of five, the police came and picked up my sister and I and took us to foster care. That night, laying in bed, I wanted my parents more than anything. Even though they weren't the ideal parents, it was all I knew. Visitation periods were the worst because for the first few months, my parents actually showed up and they brought me things. Eventually, they just stopped coming. And being a kid, I would beg and beg and beg. But even if there was like 10 minutes, I'd be like, no, they're coming. Please, don't. And eventually, they just stopped coming. It was really lonely. No matter who it was, if someone smiled at me or showed me any emotion, then I would beg them to adopt me. As the years progressed, I gave up. It made me feel like I was nothing. At 8 years old, my life got a lot better. One day, a lovely couple came to visit me, and it turns out that they are my parents now, and I love them so much.
I'll be fine, Mom. I promise.
Seeing Jacob walk out onto the stage tonight, I can't wait to brag to every single person I know and tell them that's my son.
Go out there and give it to him. Have fun, man, alright?
My dream is to this for a living, so I'm really nervous, but I hope they like it.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing really good. And are you nervous?
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
My name is Jacob.
And where are you from?
I'm from Daphne, Alabama.
You're from Alabama? Are you here by yourself?
I'm here with mom.
Oh, that's nice.
She goes with me everywhere. She's my number one fan.
That's what moms are for.
Yes, sir.
It's a dream?
I'd like to win America's Got Talent. That would be awesome.
Okay, well, we can't wait to hear you.
Neighbors off the water. They would have never missed a Christmas. Oh, no more ribbons on the door. Television, what you get is what you got. Cause when they own the open, oh, they're gonna bend it all in all. So we keep waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change. We keep waiting, waiting, waiting on the world.
Wow, look, Mom, they're standing up. Not yet.
I really like you a lot. I think that you're great. I think you have a beautiful boy. Fan.
Thank you. I'm glad.
An hour?
When I judge this show, I think of myself when a singer comes out, a young singer like yourself, I say, well, would I invest my own money in a singer like yourself? That's the standard I would hold you to.
Yes,
and I would. I would invest my money in you. You're
thank
that
you,
good.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you
so much.
I have to say, you have one of those voices a bit like Ed Sheeran.
You hear his voice and you instantly recognize who it is. And boy, that was just
amazing.
Thank you so much.
Jacob, so, you know, I'm looking at your mother there, you know, and emotion there. And you seem like a wonderful guy. You sang with so much soul, like you've lived longer than your years.
Life hasn't always been easy. My childhood was pretty rough. Me and my sister both were in and out of foster homes. They started when I was 5. And it was kind of rough not knowing where you were going to be or if anybody loved you. Like, it kind of made me feel like I was just somebody's luggage. When I met my mom and my dad, and they wanted to adopt both me and my sister, it felt just like this, knowing that I would have a family that loved me. And
well, you know what? America's Got Talent has now adopted you, and America loves you too.
Thank you.
That's the dream happening right before your eyes. About 4.5 minutes, you have to see someone who said they had a dream and essentially make it happen. That is powerful. And we don't get to see that all the time, because if someone, you know, gets their dream of becoming, a veterinarian, if they become that and they get that dream, that's a dream they've wanted their whole life. We don't get to see that moment on TV necessarily. But I have to imagine that whatever that dream is for you, this is kind of what the goal is for it to look like. It's like, hey, you just accomplished a dream. You got set on America's Got Talent. You're moving forward. You're going to get this opportunity. You got opportunities beyond this. He's obviously not maybe a household name, but he did get like a record deal and got signed and things like that. The dream happened. The dream became a reality. But don't mistake that he had not just gone up there, you know, the day before and said, hey, I'm going to go try out for America's Got Talent. Why not, right? Now let me play this guitar and see what I can do. Like, it had been years probably working up to it, learning how to play the guitar, all those lessons he had to go through, singing the song over and over and over again, figuring out which song he was going to sing. And he probably tried out 10 different songs just to figure out the one that he eventually sang. It was a process. But then when that dream became a reality, when he got the standing ovation with thousands of people clapping and applauding him and hearing his story, that was cool to see. And the reason I want to show you that, and then with remaining time I hope to show you a few more, is because that's what I want you to start envisioning for yourself. Okay? A lot of times we can talk about accomplishing dreams, accomplishing goals, but what about seeing it actually come to fruition? And I know it's not you, and eventually this will be you. I hope it's you. I hope to hear about the stories, or maybe we see it on TV. But this is what it looks like. You see that pure emotion of, I mean, he had tears. That's what it brought him to that point of emotion, because he realized, my dreams just are coming to reality. All the work I put in is actually allowing me to do this. That is awesome to see. It really is. I mean, whether you get emotional watching it or choked up watching it, or you just, this is cool, either way, like, that's awesome to watch somebody accomplish their dream on live TV, essentially. So to take advantage of that, use that, see what you just did, and know that that can be you, whatever dream that is. But you got to put in the time and work in. I mean, Ed Sheeran, she mentioned Ed Sheeran saying, you know, he was like a writer for a long time. He wasn't a singer. He had to write songs for other people for the longest time. He wrote songs for people like Taylor Swift. Yeah, he wasn't a singer right away. He was working behind the scenes for years until he broke out and became a singer in his own right. It takes that time, and now he's accomplished his dream, but he didn't get to it right away. He was making other people's dreams happen first, and then he got his big dream. So know that it's going to be a process. It's not going to be a 4-minute video clip on YouTube. It's going to be a process. It's going to take probably years in the making. But it starts now for you. This is where you're at. This is where you're at. You're right here on this one side of the cliff. You're looking over. You're trying to accomplish settings. Where do you want to go next? What do you want to do? What are the options you might have? And that's starting to be over here now. Unfortunately, more often in life, it'd be nice, we don't have a bridge to just walk over. We don't have a bridge to bridge this gap and allow us to just walk over where we want to go in Thomas Dreams. Usually isn't there. Usually there's some space, there's some distance. Question is, are we ready to make the jump? Are we ready to say, this is the dream I have, these are the goals I'm setting for myself, I'm going to jump into it. I'm going to go all in. I'm going to do the best work I can. I'm going to put effort into it. I'm going to put time into it. I'm going to dedicate some of my off hours to it. I'm going to get my schoolwork done, but you know what? The moment I have free, I'm going to be working at accomplishing the dreams I have. And maybe accomplishing the dreams you have is getting your homework done, because that's getting you to a place where you can get the what you need more. But are you ready to make the jump? Are you willing to make the jump? A lot of people are still on this side, looking at the dreams they want to have, the goals they want to accomplish, but never actually making the jump. It's scary. Please don't mistake me for saying it. Just jump. Okay? It's not as easy as a jump. I get that, because a lot of times over here it's dark and you're not sure where this is going. You're expected to make the jump and you don't know where you're going to land. Where is the landing spot? How far do I got to jump? I'm not sure. You got to jump. You got to start now. Don't let anybody tell you right now that you shouldn't be focusing on some of these dreams and building some of these skills. That's why we've done leadership. That's why we've done emotional intelligence, because that's stuff that isn't being taught everywhere. And if that helps you accomplish your dreams and gives you the skills you need, well, you're going to be better for it. So ask yourself, are you ready to make the jump? What are your dreams? Let's start making them into reality.